for the audience. I'm sure a lot of you have questions for each of the artists that just presented.
Any questions?
I have a question for Pinar, the Turkish artist. I didn't know if you had engaged any of your models in conversation or as you were shooting, if there was some sort of a dialogue or conversation after the fact about their experience of being photographed.
I spoke to, I would explain the project to them, and then after the shoot, I guess they would sort of talk about it, but not really, because I think it's very kind of new for them. I mean, it's not, they're not like professional models. And but one thing I know is that they kept, I was working with the same models for over 9 months. So for the duration of that period, you know, we would be sort of talking about like the garments. Like I noticed them like just liking some of the garments, or just kind of getting used to like being photographed, or like listening to the voice of the camera as I was shooting and just adjusting their poses accordingly. But you know, we didn't really I didn't really ask them like, how was it for you, you know, to be photographed? And they didn't really tell me this was how it was for me to be photographed. But but we worked for about 9 months, and it just I would say that like we kind of became kind of close, I guess. Like we had like a relationship at the end, but I don't really know the exact experience, what it was like for them. Yeah.
Anyone else?
When I looked at your work, I got the feeling that there's this suffocating, being stifled. Was that any aspect of it at all, or is it just that their faces are covered that gave off that aura to me, or is it just a personal interpretation?
Yeah, I think, I wasn't, you know, trying to suffocate any other models. but I think it was interesting for them. I mean, they were able to breathe through a lot of the fabrics, but I think it was interesting for them to just be not seeing something and just breathing. It was like kind of meditative for them, and I think that it kind of helped them concentrate, you know, in the shoot a lot, not being distracted by anything else that's going around them, just completely being in their heads and just being very still, you know. I think it helped them in that way. But I wasn't, trying to come across that suffocating kind of a message. But I was also thinking a lot about the sculptures and just realizing that there weren't, like, really faces, in a lot of these sculptures. And it was just, like, you could barely see, like, any trace of a nose or a cheekbone or something. So I just was thinking a lot about what would I do with the face, you know, and just make it about the body. So that's why I decided to cover the faces.
I've got a question for Michelle. I just noticed when in your presentation, some of your works looked like they were almost composite photographs or collage. It was like patches of color over some of the works of the portraits. And I was wondering how you go about making these images. Are they collage?
No, they're not collage. Everything's done in camera. So, whether it's holding something in front of the lens, it's all done in the camera with the sets that I build. Does that explain it?
Well, it's interesting that you were all brought here as to show your works in photograph, in the medium of photography, and each one of you obviously complicated that medium by saying what it is that you, how you see yourselves as not photograph and photographers, or how you situate yourself within the realm of photography. Yes, no, and I'm interested in actually hearing a little bit more about that, because that kind of connects you all, and yet you each complicate that medium in one way or another. So perhaps you can engage with questions of surface versus singularity, collectivity, surface versus structure, representation, non-representation, and perhaps open that conversation up in terms of photography.
Maybe you want to start, maybe? funny thing is that, like, I was listening to half of that, and my mind was, like, going off into that, like, kind of, just, like, paying attention to that, and I was hoping that somebody else was going to answer it, so I could be like, what was the question again? But I kind of got, I think what you're asking is, like, the difference between our approaches to photography and how we're using it. Was that kind of... I'm sorry. I'm totally sorry. Maybe somebody
someone who was listening to the question could start.
I'm sorry.
I think to maybe
Maybe you could paraphrase it so that the artist can
understand.
Want
to point out, it's by coincidence that we have this group of artists that all happen to work in photography. So it's not that we're trying to group one section within Greater New York. But definitely the question, and to maybe put it in slightly broader terms, is, you know, you're all working in photography in so many different ways, and, you know, some of the themes that come through are these constructed images, ideas of history, of, you know, what it is to be a person. They all have bodies in one way or another. So maybe you could speak about that a little bit, or even about each other's work. And I'd be curious to know kind of what you think of how you're each tackling things in a different way.
Yeah, I think everybody's approach here is actually really, you know, really, really different. My own interest in it, I guess, lands in everybody else's in a weird way as a sort of fake documentation of life, something that I see in my everyday life that I want to transform into something that's, you know, there's this whole idea with photography as being something that's real and a document of something that's real, you know, light and film. Camera capturing something that's real. So, you know, there's something interesting about how we're all kind of mixing that idea in our own ways of making what we want to see real. You know, we each have our own method, I think, of, you know, whether you're building a sculpture, you're photographing something that you built. So that already, I mean, I don't know. It's also the digital thing, too. It's like, I don't know at what point people are, we're at such a strange moment in photography that it's really interesting because it's everybody, you know, what's real and what's not real, we don't know.
Right, so maybe you can, to make it more specific as a way of kind of honing in, perhaps you can say why you chose photography as a way to deal with your set of questions.
Specifically, photography is one of the most quick mediums that I have, like, my patience is really small as my attention span goes off until I look at the patterns on the ceiling. So with photography, what I like about it is that I can take a photograph, develop my film, and print it the next day. So I have this immediacy with my final object, and I can get an idea, build it in a week, or maybe 2 days, or maybe 2 hours, print it in the darkroom the next day, and I have my image, and I can work from that, keep going. I'm really quick about my ideas and how I work and how I see things, and I like that instant gratification. But I'm also into this idea of performance within my work, and there's this, you know, getting into that swamp and performing and having somebody document that moment. My head's cut off. I have pig's blood all over my head. It's this moment that I'm interested in that's really fairly quick and only exists for that, like, millisecond of an exposure.
I think that... Sorry, was I interrupting? I think that's interesting, though, because I think the reason I'm interested in photography is how it allows for a real difference in how we pay attention these days. And in fact, for me, I feel like it actually slows us down. And sort of just what I was saying in my presentation, I'm really interested in the change that has happened in me as a viewer. And I mean, I can't imagine being a viewer of art in the 60s, but... just thinking about the experience I have with three-dimensional objects versus images, the quality of attention I pay in those two experiences is very different. And so I'm really interested in just, again, like what I was saying in my presentation, sort of the kind of experience that looking at an image sort of permits of whatever you're looking at versus... seeing something in the round. I mean, I think we've all been in a museum and seen people clustered around the screen of a video with their backs turned to paintings and sculpture. I think there's something about, I think that's a really complicated issue, and I've tried to think a lot about it, but part of it, I think, is about performance of viewing and sort of, I think people really want to be absorbed into the moment. And I think that my sort of like pop cultural theory is just that the surface of the screen and of the image is because of its familiarity allows people that moment of absorption a lot more readily than being sort of confronted with something that you have to, you don't know when the aesthetic moment begins and ends. When you are looking at a screen, it has a beginning and an ending. So it's sort of easier to sort of allow yourself to surrender to it.
Yeah, and I think for me, with my practice, it's like I hear photographs in a weird sort of way. And like, I think more and more, because I've DJed for so long and I'm engaged with so many musicians, that it's constantly like hearing this thing that then I need to see, but then I can't hold on to the sound or the sight, so then I have to go to the physical, which is a performance, or then like a sculptural piece. So it's almost like my practice of photography, and especially Reka, we went to school together in the audience, who's an amazing photographer, but I think using that 4x5 camera for a long period of time and using film, you sort of, I don't know if you use digital now, Reka, do you? Yeah. We're like Stephen Shore people. But that 4x5 camera makes you sort of like vibrate in a way that I don't know, for me, like digital has done yet for me. So I almost feel like my vision and my sound and my body is like an instrument and I'm just like reacting. So photography allows you to both sketch and then be intentional at the same time. And I think that's, I don't know, when I've looked at all of our works, actually, I feel like we all kind of have that process of this could be a sketch, but this is also very clear and intentional, like this is where I want to go. So that's kind of how I engage with the language of photography.
I consider myself a pretty traditional photographer, and I'm interested in the different ways that it situates itself. So when I started working on this current series, I used to take portraits a long time ago, and I really wanted to return to portraiture, but without it being about an individual. And then it sort of became more figurative work, so I feel like I was really working within a genre. But I actually don't think that people believe photographs anymore. I think they want to, and maybe that's where the medium could be right now, and this sort of strange shift where we know more about them, but we still want them to be something we can believe. So that is something that I think I'm playing with here, and that's part of why I chose the body, because it's kind of the most tangible thing that we actually have left, or that maybe we've ever had. And then if that's, you know, sort of taken away, then like what else is there? And then I'm also, another interest I have is sameness and difference, and I don't really think there's any better medium like for that besides photography.
Okay. Well, for me, I wasn't trained as a photographer. I actually just was like making sculptures and using a lot of, I was using a lot of like perishable materials and things that would sort of rot and decay, and so I started using photography to document those, because then I didn't, you know, have the actual piece left. So I actually just started photography by just documenting sort of the sculptures and things that I was making, and eventually photography became the medium for me, because since like these things that I was making no longer existed, then photography was the only thing that stayed. So that's why I began using photography. But I think it's not, I mean, it's the final piece, I guess, but it's not really, I think that I don't actually consider myself a photographer, because I feel like, you know, my work is like a combination of a lot of things. I mean, from even the process of like working with the women or finding the subjects to, you know, making of the garments and just constructing the images. It's like nothing is, I mean, there are things that I leave to chance, but most instances, it's very like kind of thought out and planned out from the beginning. Like there is a there's an image in my head, and that's like what I need to achieve. So I like plan everything ahead. I feel like, so I feel like that's not why I don't consider myself maybe so much of a photographer. I think that it's very multimedia for me.
Artists are building their photographs. It's not just a taking, you know, a representation anymore. Do you think this is the new thing now? If you want to be a photographer, you have to build your own photograph or create it like a work of art instead of capturing an image?
Sure. Maybe I'll start before Michelle jumps in. I think that tradition, you have both what might be called straight photography or documentation, and then you have other artists that are working in constructive images, but you know, Zyveria mentioned Stephen Shore, and he's someone that, you know, he may seem to be documenting the world, but it's very much a constructed image and vision of what he has. So I think there's, you know, there's more than one way to work. We have on the panel here a group of people that primarily construct their own images in one way or the other.
Actually, that was sort of what I was going to say is what Chris just said. That I've been thinking a lot about Lee Friedlander, and he pretty much will go out and construct the world with his camera, you know, understanding how he's using it. And so in some ways, I think it's just a different way of working, but not necessarily that different.
Yeah, I don't even know anything that's not constructed. I mean, I know I don't want to get all like, woo, you know, but I don't really know of anything that's not constructed. So because, like, we know that whatever you choose visually is, you know, that's the construction, whatever. You know, so there's not really like even Kappa. It's like he was conscious of like everything that was going on in that frame, and he was choosing. And so I feel like all of our practices are just an extension of documentary, quote unquote, documentary photographers. Yeah, that language, it's hard to navigate in it in 2010.
In the orange.
I had a question for
Zyveria.
You talked about your walking pilgrimage and documentation. Did you actually document your 2-year journey?
You know, 2 years. 2 years is a long time. And I did document part of it. I traveled first from North Carolina to, that's interesting, I forgot that. The whole pilgrimage started in Massachusetts, but I started with it was a group of monks that organized it. So I met them in North Carolina and walked down to the Florida Keys and then took a schooner to Cuba, Haiti, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, and walked in those areas. And I did, that was like 5 months of walking. And I did make a lot of photographs. And then I came back home for maybe a week and before going to the continent of Africa. And I left all my film with a friend thinking, oh, this will be safe. And I came back. I flew to Africa and traveled there for another year and a half. And I came back to my lovely apartment in Brooklyn to say hi to my friends and retrieve my film, and all of it was gone. So I lost a sizable chunk of work, because by the time I got to Africa, because I was living communally and I was living with these monks, and then we were, you know, chanting and praying for 2 years, I was like, I didn't want to make a lot of work in Africa at the time. Like I was, so I thought, oh, I have so much work, you know, but my friends actually threw out the film by mistake. So I really don't have it, and maybe I never thought of it this way, but there's a William Faulkner quote that's memory believes before knowing remembers. And I've had that quote in my head since I was like 14 years old. And I carry that quote with me kind of like every day. And I think that probably losing that film allows me to have all of these like kind of constructed memories that I kind of, all these, you know, my question is like, what's underneath landscape? How do you negotiate what's underneath landscape? And that all came from, for sure, I mean, that's a long history, but for sure, walking every day for 2 years. So I guess the documentation is kind of coming out of me now, even though that trip ended in 2000.
And I guess I'm told that we're a bit out of time here. I know a couple of you have questions. You're welcome to come up and just ask individually to all the artists. And I just want to thank Pinar and Michelle, Xiveria, David, Aaron, and thank everyone for coming out today.